Ruins of St. Paul's, the Church of Mater Dei. The ruins of St. Paul's refer to the facade of the original Church of St. Paul's built in 1602-1640, and the ruins of St. Paul's College, which used to stand next to the church. The ruins of St. Paul's is one of the Macau World Heritage Sites, which constitute the historic center of Macau. Both the Church of St. Paul's and the college were destroyed by a fire in January 1835. Only the main facade, as well as most of the foundations and staircases of the church, survived and remain until today. The remains are now known as the Ruins of St. Paul's and becomes the historic monument and famous landmark of Macau. After St. Paul's College was founded, its scale was gradually expanded. In 1594, St. Paul's College was upgraded and became the first Western university established in Far East. Students were given lectures of mathematics, geography, humanities, theology studies, and language, including Latin, Portuguese, and Chinese in St. Paul's College. The college had equipped many Jesuits to pursue their missionary work in different countries, including Japan, China, Vietnam, Thailand, and Cambodia. The college had also become a stepping stone for Western missionaries to learn Chinese and start their missionary work in China. It played a significant role in fostering the religious, cultural, and artistic exchange between Europe and China, and could be considered the Oriental Vatican with its contribution to missionary work in Asia. The Church of St. Paul's is also named the Church of Mater Dei, meaning the church dedicated to the Mother of God. It seemed that the destiny of the Church of St. Paul's was bound to fire. Three fires took place in total and destroyed the church again and again over the history. Every time after destruction, the church was rebuilt, except the last fire in 1835. After the church was burned down the second time by fire in 1601, the reconstruction of the church started in 1602, and an Italian Jesuit father named Carlo Spinola was said to have designed its architecture, including the facade we see today. The foundation stone, which was laid down at the left side of the facade in 1602, still remains until today. Many Chinese craftsmen and Japanese Catholics also took part in the church reconstruction. The whole reconstruction took a long time to complete, between 1637 and 1640. The long stairs in front of the church were finished afterwards, and the facade was the last part to complete. The construction cost of the church was considered remarkably high 300 years ago. The Church of St. Paul's embodies a beautiful fusion of European Renaissance and Oriental architecture. The church facade looks magnificent, and the architecture had given deep meaning to the delicate relief of the facade. The facade of the ruins of St. Paul's measures 23 meters wide and 25.5 meters high, divided into five levels. A cross is on top of the facade. The upper part of the facade gradually narrows into a triangular pediment at the top level. The pediment is decorated with a bronze dove, which symbolizes the Holy Spirit, surrounded by the sun, moon, and stars, engraved on the wall, which signify the moment of Mary's virginal conception of Jesus. At the second level of the facade below the pediment, there is a statue of Holy Infant Jesus in the niche, accompanied by two angels and surrounded by instruments which were used to crucify Jesus on the cross. At central on the third level, a Virgin Mary statue stands in the niche and is surrounded by carved patterns of angels. There are various patterns carved on both sides of the niche. On the left side, there are the Fountain of Life and a Portuguese ship with Virgin Mary guiding it at above. On the right side of the niche, there are the Tree of Life and a woman stepping on a seven-headed dragon, described by Chinese inscriptions saying that Holy Mother tramples the heads of the dragon. There are carved patterns of a devil and skeleton stabbed through by a dart on the furthest left and right side of the third level. They symbolize God has conquered death and sin. A Chinese verse was inscribed beside each devil pattern. At the fourth level of the facade, there are four bronze statues, From left to right, they are Saint Francisco de Borja, the third Superior General of the Society of Jesus, Saint Ignatius Loyola, the founder and the first Superior General of the Society of Jesus, Saint Francisco Xavier, the Far East Missionary, and Saint Luis Gonzaga, the patron saint of youth. There are three entrances at the ground level of the facade. The Latin words, Mater Dei, were inscribed above the main entrance, meaning the Mother of God. The symbol of the Society of Jesus, IHS, was inscribed above each side of the entrance. Overall, the Baroque design of this granite facade shows integrated influences from Europe, China, as well as Japan. Its composition reflects a combination of world, regional, and local elements. Representing a fusion of Chinese and Western architecture, the ruins of St. Paul's is unique in China. The remains at the back of the church were once served as a cemetery for missionaries between 1837 and 1854. During 1990 and 1995, Macau government have invited many archaeologists, historians, and museum experts to take part in survey, archaeological, and restoration work at the remains of the Church of St. Paul's. With their professional work, the crypt and the Museum of Sacred Art were built at the bottom end of the inner area at the ruins of St. Paul's. The museum was formally inaugurated in October 1996, showcasing a collection of Catholic liturgical vessels, sculptures, and paintings from different Catholic churches and seminaries in Macau, as well as St. Paul's College, dated from 16th century to 19th centuries. Next to the museum, a crypt was built to store the relics of Japanese and Vietnamese Catholic martyrs. The crypt and the Museum of Sacred Art vividly illustrates the Catholic history in Macau.